Ladies and gentlemen, from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Brought to you by Route 66 Moving and Storage and the WBO.
Bring it.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Yeah, let's start building some hurting bombs.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to an all-MMA edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airways, folks, having defended that title now for better than 26 years. We're talking Guinness Book of World Records. I mean, I'm almost 100, and I'm still doing radio. Just kidding. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history. We do have open phone lines. You want to talk MMA this hour? This is your chance. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. My guests this hour will include boxing writer, MMA writer, and, of course, MMA participant himself, Mr. Matthew All-Meat Grizzle. We'll talk with Matt first. Then we'll bring in Gina Carano. That's right, the star of the movie that opened yesterday in screens all across America. I'm talking about Haywire. Of course, she did this movie with Michael Douglas, Antonio Banderas. She is the star of the movie. Gina Carano, the former queen of MMA, will be here in just about 20 minutes here right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the cable radio network, the American Forces Network, and live worldwide on the fabulous internet. So if you like to get involved on the telephone, here's your chance. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. And then we'll cap things off today with a long conversation with, I think, one of the greatest writers in the history of writing. I'm not talking about Edgar Allan Poe. I'm talking about Dave Meltzer, the WrestlingObserver.com. And before you people start knocking me for saying, how can you call a wrestling writer the greatest writer of all time? Well, if you've ever read one of Dave's weekly Wrestling Observer newsletters in which he covers boxing, he covers MMA, and he covers the professional wrestling scene as well, you'll realize, like Frank DeFord said years ago of Sports Illustrated, yes, Dave Meltzer is truly one of the greats in the world of writing. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is all about MMA today. MMA today on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller?
You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better, and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending, just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Smart Money is searching for true investment value today, whether in stocks, commodities, bonds, or real estate. But only one asset class is up fourfold over the last decade, precious metals. Best of all, today gold and silver are still undervalued from a long-term inflation and historical basis. But before you jump into the best assets of the 21st century, get educated by the gold experts at Swiss America. For three decades, their motto has simply been, "In serving, we lead." Their prices are fair, resources are great, and service impeccable. Yes, Smart Money is going for gold and going with Swiss America. Lift your gold IQ right now. Call toll-free 800-932-5197. That's 800-932-5197 for their 2010 DVD, CD, and Economic Realities Report. Call 800-932-5197 today.
Before we get back to any more of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, don't forget the website, 24/7 on the web, ringtalk.com, your inside look into the world of boxing.
If long-term unmanageable debt is making your life miserable and you're tired of living from paycheck to paycheck, get ready for a toll-free number that will change your life. Trinity Debt Management has been helping people just like you cut their interest rates by as much as 60% and increase their credit scores by up to 200 points. In fact, they have a proven program that has worked for thousands. If you're ready to consolidate your bills into one manageable monthly payment and pay off your debt, then call for a free, no-obligation analysis. Trinity's certified counselors will explain the entire program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. To cut your interest rates and help your credit score, call Trinity today at 800-899-0615. That's 800-899-0615. Get a fresh start. Call for free information now. 800-899-0615. 800-899-0615.
Oh, under now. He got it. Under now. He got it. Kevin Randleman taps. He taps. Hodger Gracie. A rear naked choke. One of the classic moves in Brazilian jiu-jitsu. And he scores his third win.
And Randleman is forced to say good night, Gracie.
Let the Tower of Power do its thing here for a little bit. If you mess with my next guest, you will be skating on thin ice, folks. He is trained in the world of jiu-jitsu. I'm talking about the great Matthew Grizzle. What's up, Big Matt? Matt, you there?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm hearing you fine. How's life treating you?
Oh, pretty good. Busy. School and work.
Okay. The biggest story coming out this week, I think, was on the 17th of the month, January 17th. Dana White, the president of the UFC, announced that he was canceling a pay-per-view event. UFC 145 was supposed to be March 24th in Montreal, Canada. He's canceling that because he really has no main event. This is unprecedented for the UFC, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is, especially with the things Dana White can always throw together. And I'm also shocked that he canceled this one, being that it was in Montreal. They always have huge gates there.
Well, you know, I looked at some of the reasons as to why he said he couldn't get a really solid main event. Of course, Georges St-Pierre, the Canadian champion at 170 pounds of the UFC, he's out with a torn ACL or something like that. Did you see the YouTube videos of him working out after the surgery? Have you seen that?
Yeah, I'm a little surprised at that. But, you know, he's the gym rat.
Is he a gym rat, or was it? I mean, could that be really serious that he had a torn ACL and, like, 3 weeks later he's doing cartwheels across the room?
Yeah, as good as he is and as athletic as he is and the phenom he is, he's also very intelligent. So I suspect that he wouldn't be doing anything he wasn't supposed to. But yeah, I agree. That was a little odd.
We're talking MMA, folks, with MMA expert. I'm talking about Mr. Matthew Grizzle. I'll meet Grizzle of ringtalk.com. Matt, when you look back at 2011, as far as the world of MMA is concerned, what was the fight of the year?
Well, you know, a lot of people probably argue back and forth on that, but I think a lot of people were really impressed with the Dan Henderson-Mauricio Hua fight. It was a hell of a fight. Went
I was
five
there.
Rounds. You really, I mean, I can't imagine being there live. It was crazy to watch.
Crazy to watch. I turned. It was so brutal in the fourth and fifth round with Henderson being gassed that I turned and I had to turn away a couple of different times. It was like a train wreck. It was like there was blood and carnage. It was one of the greatest fights I'd ever seen in my life. But you know, after the third round, after Henderson won the first three rounds, Henderson, a guy that walks around naturally at 205 pounds, and he doesn't have to cut weight to make 205 pounds, the light heavyweight limit. Rua, Mauricio Shogun Rua, walks around about 240, 245, so he comes down about 40, 45 pounds. The size difference was incredible, but those last two rounds was all about, will Dan Henderson survive?
It was, and especially that fifth round. I just really thought he deserved that 10-8, and he didn't get it, and it would have been great if he did, because that would have been a draw, and we would have went right back at it. I'm sure they'll look at a rematch anyway, but it was a hell of a fight. That's definitely probably most people's pick Can't forget both the last two times Frankie Edgar and Gray Maynard met up. They put on a hell of a fight. Maynard, Edgar 2 and 3, and then I really liked both the first and second fights. The second one was this year with Nam Phan and Leonard Garcia. Both those guys put on a hell of a fight, and that's kind of an Israel Vasquez type of fight when he went four times in a row with.
Okay, the UFC heavyweight championship changed hands again for the second time in two consecutive fights, successful fights. I'm talking about, of course, Cain Velasquez beating Brock Lesnar the year before last and him having to take almost a year off because of an injury and coming back and taking on Junior Dos Santos. Now, I want to give you your props. You predicted both those guys, both Junior Dos Santos and Cain Velasquez, would win. How did you know?
Styles make fights, really, and I just, when he's been following this sport since its inception, you just really start to get a really good understanding and see what styles are going to match up, and really got to ask yourself, the first thing you got to ask yourself is, how would each guy win, and what are his chances of actually doing that? You know, so a lot of times it's, can the wrestler get it to the ground? How did he look against a guy who has a good takedown defense? What did he do in return? You know, Brock, when he can't get a fight to the ground, panics. And that's, you know, you just got to ask those questions and you really just following it and putting it all together. You can really see these things pieced together.
Was there any surprise in the fact that Brock Lesnar retired in your mind?
To be honest with you, no. Where does he go from here? He's the main draw. He could go back and fight some more contenders like he did after he fought Miri, fought Heath Herring, and then to get his confidence back. But, you know, I'm not surprised. Look at the money he's made in such a short period of time. He's a very private guy anyway. He likes to avoid the stage when he's not on it. And I'm not surprised. You know, he did his job for the UFC, and I don't think that Dana would necessarily be upset with the decision.
And we're talking about Dana White. You know, another professional wrestler that left professional wrestling and was rumored to be going in the direction of MMA was Dave Bautista. And I saw a movie that Bautista put out, I think it was called House of the Rising Sun or something like that, about 2 or 3 months ago. I bought it a bootleg at the flea market, and it was a fantastic movie. Bautista's a hell of an actor.
Is he really? I didn't see that. I knew he had been acting a little bit too, but, you know, I heard he was getting in MMA as well. But, I mean, the guy's, what, 40, 42, 43 already. He's up there. I also heard rumors years back of Kurt Angle, but those guys, maybe if this had evolved a little quicker 15 years ago, that they would have been prime candidates, but now they've just missed their chance.
Kurt Angle, the current TNA professional wrestler. TNA airs Thursday nights on Spike TV from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. That's Eastern and Pacific time. But Kurt Angle said he is training for the United States Olympic trials. He wants to go back, of course. In 1996, he won an Olympic gold medal with a broken vertebrae in his neck. And yet he wants to come back now. He's cut the weight. He's down in weight. And he says he's ready to go after this. Has he got a chance?
You know, never say never, especially with a guy of his mind and his will and his talent. But I just can't see it. I don't want to play age into things too much, but you know he's going to be up against some young tough guys, and I just don't see it happening. I don't see Carl Lewis coming back and winning the 100-meter dash either.
Okay, Gina Carano's going to be up in just a couple of minutes now. She's got this new movie out, Haywire. It's got great reviews. Of course, she was a once beaten fighter. She was beaten by Cyborg Santos, who now recently tested positive for steroids. No surprise there, was it?
Yeah, I hate to say that, but God, looking at her, she's a beast, and I can't say that I'm surprised. No, not at all. But I mean, God, what for? I mean, with the competition out there, I don't see why she even needed it. After Gina was gone, and there's nobody else out there with a solid skill set that she, I don't even know why she would consider doing it. She just didn't need it. She's good enough on her own. But
I'll tell you why. Because once you've taken steroids and once you've taken performance-enhancing drugs, okay, you can't get up to that level again unless you take those things again. And I think that she realized psychologically that she needed that.
That's a very good point. That's probably part a lot of it.
Okay. So she's finished now for at least a year as far as her suspension is concerned. In fact, I'm going to push that question to Gina in just a couple of minutes about Cyborg Santos. But when you look at the world of, I got less than 30 seconds left here, Dana White's not going to go with any any women in the UFC, and of course Strikeforce is going to have some women involved in it, and Bellator's got women involved in it. Do women put on better fights than men? Last question for you.
Sometimes they absolutely do. They know they're there to prove themselves. They know that people are questioning their relevance in the sport and their involvement in the sport, and sometimes they go out there and are just bound and determined to show the boys that they are just as tough as they are, and I've seen some of the best fights with the women MMA combatants. So, yes, they put on great fights.
The great Matthew Grizzle, all meet, folks. Matt, take good care. Say hi to the family.
Will do. Thanks, Pedro.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Don't forget the website, folks, ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, the Cable Radio Network, and Live Worldwide on the Internet. Next up, an exclusive interview with Hollywood star, former MMA queen. I'm talking about Gina Carano, the movie Haywire.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com. Get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Are you in need of an IRS tax bailout? Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals that specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. During these tough economic times, the IRS is looking for every penny they can get, and we know how to negotiate with them for you. We've settled millions of dollars of back taxes for a fraction of the cost. Call 800-390-9240 now and find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240 now. You still have time before the tax laws change. Call today for your free no-obligation consultation. This single telephone call with one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals could save you thousands. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240. That's 800-390-9240.
If you are in any trouble with the IRS, this message is for you. If the IRS is garnishing your wages, sending threatening letters, placed liens on your personal property, you still have rights. Ameristar Tax Centers wants to give you free information and a free consultation to show you how to save the maximum amount of money. Our expert team of tax professionals goes to work right away to negotiate the lowest payment possible. We'll represent you before the IRS or state taxing authority. Our results speak for themselves. So call us today for a free, no-obligation, one-on-one consultation.
Be careful. The IRS can coerce you into paying more than you actually owe.
Ameristar is a certified member of the Tax Freedom Institute. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief.
So call for free information now.
800-583-1974. 800-583-1974. Help is here. Call 800-583-1974.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Who's that lady? Beautiful lady.
Welcome back to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of MMA and boxing. My name is Pedro Fernandez, on the line from the Big Apple, folks. She was a former first lady of MMA. I'm talking about Gina Carano. Gina, how are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing good. I mean, I still look at these Showtime numbers. You still draw the highest numbers as far as Showtime MMA is concerned. I mean, are you coming back to MMA anytime soon?
Am I going back to MMA, did you say?
Yeah, are you going to come back anytime soon?
Well, I haven't really left. I mean, I've just been doing another job. I haven't officially retired, so I'm not really sure. I'm kind of going to get on the other side of this movie and see where I'm supposed to go from there.
Okay, let's talk about the movie Haywire. It's getting all kinds of play on TV. Every time I turn on the TV, they're showing previews of this. Without giving it away, tell me about the movie Haywire, Gina.
My character is Mallory Kane, and she's a private contractor, and so she goes out and does jobs that the government doesn't necessarily really want to be tied to. And during one of the missions, she thinks that she's doing one thing and ends up finding out that she did a different thing, and she gets betrayed. She's extremely paranoid, and she kind of has to go and figure out, she wants to figure out who's doing the betraying, so...
Sort of sounds like
Burn. A lot of ass kicking.
Sort of sounds like Burn Notice on TV. Is that the Burn Notice idea there, or the Burn Spy, or what?
Oh, I haven't seen it. I wouldn't know. Okay. I don't really watch TV. I only watch movies.
You only watch movies?
Yeah.
And who's your favorite movie star?
I love Johnny Depp. Okay. I just, for some reason, even when I was filming the movie, the only movie I could watch was Public Enemy, and it was because it calmed me down. Like, when I was fighting, I couldn't really watch any fights. It gave me so much anxiety, and I would get too excited. And so when I was filming the movie, I couldn't watch any movies, and Public Enemy was the only thing I could watch. And it's because Johnny Depp is he's so natural, and he's very relaxing. He's very authentic, and I think he's wonderful.
How'd you make the move from MMA fighter to movie star?
Well, I lost my fight against Cyborg, and then 5 days later, I was meeting with Steven Soderbergh in San Diego. He contacted my agent, and I didn't really know who he was at the time, and my agent was, like, super excited. He's like, you got to take this meeting. I don't care. You're taking it. And I'm like, I have a black eye. I don't think you really want me to meet anybody right now. And he was like, no, you're taking this meeting. So we just had, like, a four-hour conversation, and Steven really wanted to make a realistic action film with some believable fights between me and whoever would take the job. He did say it would be really interesting who in Hollywood would take the job, because there's, you know, he said it was going to be an actor's actor, because it had to be a guy that was okay with getting rough with a female, but at the same time even possibly losing to me. So I think that really attracted some of the most amazing people we could have to the film.
Okay, so who's the co-stars?
Michael Fassbender, Channing Tatum, Ewan McGregor, Antonio Banderas, Michael Douglas, and Michael Angarano, Bill Paxton. I was actually, Bill Paxton is my dad in the movie, and I was watching Big Love at the time. for some reason, I turned on the TV and Big Love was on, so I don't watch any TV, but I did start watching Big Love, and I had to stop watching that after I found out he was going to be my dad.
Okay. Speaking of your dad, Glenn Carano, correct? The former Dallas Cowboys quarterback?
Yeah, backup quarterback to Roger Staubach.
How's life treating him? He's up in Reno, I know, running the Silver Legacy or something like that. How's life treating your dad?
He's great. If you ever saw him at any of my fights, he was always like, he always looks like he was going to pop a blood vessel in his head. So, I mean, he's really, really excited for me that I got this opportunity, and he really wants me to, you know, move into movies and stop fighting. But I'm like, okay, Dad, stop being a dad. Okay.
Are you surprised that Dana White, the president of the UFC, is so down on women's MMA that he won't allow in the UFC, that he's only keeping the strike force around, quote, for the ladies? I mean, personally, when I watch women fight, especially in MMA, they come and they give it all. There's nobody dogging it. They've got something to prove. They're out there to prove something, and they want to send the people home entertained and remembering their names. But Dana White's, like, totally against women in the UFC. What do you think about that?
Well, I think a couple of years ago he was really, really against it. And now I think that all of a sudden I think he's slowly warming up to it and realizing, I mean, the women that train in UFC and fight, or in mixed martial arts and fight, like, they don't have we don't have the dream yet to go to the UFC, and the UFC is a big stage, you know. So, I mean, we're going for, like, smaller purses because we're female, and a smaller show, but we're still in there training, and I think it's a beautiful thing, and it says a lot about women. And I think that, you know, as long as, you know, women keep on pushing the envelope, and I think he'll eventually come around, you know. I think it might have to start off with, like, a super fight between two females that people really want to see, and then, you know, because there isn't as many women as there is men, but that doesn't mean you can't put a super fight on the UFC. It's going to be a wonderful day when that happens. I haven't lost hope that that's not going to happen yet.
Gina Carano is our guest, folks, 7-1, I believe, in the world of MMA. Now, you are primarily a kickboxer, right?
I think I'm a pretty decent all-around fighter now.
Okay.
But, yeah, I started off with a Muay Thai.
Okay. Now, we were talking about Cyborg Santos. You brought her up a little bit earlier, and I used to joke on this show that she was the only woman I knew that needed to shave about 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And I was sort of implying that she was taking steroids, this and that. And now she's tested positive for steroids. She's suspended by the California State Athletic Commission. I've talked with Robert Guerrero. He fought a guy that was on steroids one time, and he said he couldn't believe it. He said the strength factor, the fact that he hit this guy with everything and nothing was happening. Do you think she was taking steroids the night she fought you?
It definitely has crossed my mind.
A lot.
I would lie if I say it didn't cross my mind. It has crossed my mind. Well, and those rumors have been happening since she's been around, and I just never wanted to take that away from her when I was fighting, because what if she wasn't? So I never really said anything, but it was really disheartening to hear that she tested positive. But, you know, look, she got the title stripped from her. She's going to be sitting out a year. She's going to have that hanging over her head for the rest of her life. So I think that's enough punishment for one person. I mean, I don't want to, pour salt in the wound kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, but, Gina, the bottom line is, you know, when they're taking steroids and they're taking EPO, they can, in EPO alone, the blood doping, they can recover 45% faster, train 45% harder, last 45% longer in a fight. I mean, don't you think there should be some type of drug testing going on here in MMA? Seriously,
well, absolutely,
drug testing?
Because I think like a huge thing also is, I think that steroids, I mean, I've never taken steroids, so I don't know, but I've got to imagine if you know that you're on steroids and you've got that mental back. I mean, this sport is 80% mental, and if you have that mental edge where the other person that you're fighting has to deal with, you know, all the anxiety and all of the pressure without having that, you know, that thing in their head that they're, you know, cheating, basically. I mean, I think it has a lot to do with mentality too, so I don't think it's fair for the rest of the people. You know, it's not fair.
Okay. We're talking with the first lady of MMA, folks. I'm talking about Gina Carano, and she's beautiful. And I told her that a couple of years ago in a phone interview. I said, what's a beautiful lady like you doing in MMA? Well, guess what? She went from MMA to Hollywood, and her movie, The Haymaker, opens up when? January 27th?
It's Haywire.
Haywire. All right. What did I say? Haymaker?
Haymaker.
All right, Haywire, you're right. Go on.
Yeah, it opens up on Friday, and you know, it's a very interesting, unique film that I think people might enjoy. It's not your average everyday film. It's a very different type of film, and I think anybody who really enjoys films will really enjoy it, and anybody that enjoys mixed martial arts will enjoy it. So I think it's going to combine very artistic people with some fight fans.
So is this the beginning of an acting career for you? Is this what you want to do?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I think the interesting thing about fighting is you can't do it for your whole life. And the worst thing I think to see is when a fighter has hit their point where they need to retire, they need to pull out, but there's you know, they don't know what else they're going to do with their life, because here they've had this wonderful expression of, you know, being able to train and fight, and now their time's up, and what are they going to do? So, I mean, I encourage, when fighters get to a point where they need to retire, maybe they go over into stunt fighting and, you know, and bringing mixed martial arts to the big screen, and you know, these guys are doing this in the gym anyways all day. So once they've hit their point where they need to pull out of the, you know, the fight scene, maybe go over and educate the world on the big screen.
Good enough, folks. That's the star of Haywire, and of course the former MMA queen, the beautiful one, the gorgeous one. She's smart. She's articulate. She's got it all going on, Glenn Carano's kid. I'm talking about the great Gina Carano. Gina, best of luck to you with the movie Haywire and your future endeavors. If you go back into the world of MMA, good luck there. But you've always been classy with me over the years, and I really respect you. Good luck to you, princess.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Nice talking to you again.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. That was Gina Carano. Back with more on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network right after this.
We're going to go with a Dave Meltzer special next, folks. Of course, Dave Meltzer, the preeminent expert in the world of MMA. Of course, he is with the WrestlingObserver.com, Wrestling Observer newsletter that comes out each week. In fact, I just read my recent edition. In fact, I've got a ton of questions for Dave Meltzer. If you'd like to join me, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tower of Power from the Great American Soul book that was released a couple of years ago. Joss Stone is a female vocalist, and of course, Larry Bragg's on lead from the mighty Tower of Power. You're tuned to Ring Talk.
Baby, me and you.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Hey, guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with ProGene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with ProGene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Do you have a debt problem? Well, now you can finally do something about those collection calls. You can only avoid your mail and the phone for so long. That's why you need to call the Debt Solutions Network. We have agents standing by right now to assist you with your debt problems. Credit card debt, collection accounts, medical bills, and repossessions. Call now for relief.
800-814-5031. That's 800-814-5031. Not available in all states.
You know, I'm knocking out all bums. Wait a second. I'm on the web 24/7. I'm talking about the website, folks, ringtalk.com, your inside look into the world of boxing.
You can now hear your favorite Sports Byline USA Network shows while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. The latest episode is always available. Stitcher brings radio and podcast listeners a better way to listen to their favorite shows and helps them discover new content. Stitcher delivers personalized audio streams on demand right on your smartphone. Available for your iPhone, Android phones, webOS phones, or your BlackBerry. Stitcher is also available in some GM and Ford dashboard systems. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store. Stitcher Smart Radio. The smarter way to listen to radio.
Starting it off, right there, rocked him. Sent to go. Fight! Domi and Guida. Oh, head kick.
Guida's pace is relentless. 45.
Get him the head kick and the takedown.
Maynard.
Amazing that Frankie Edgar was able to recover from that at all.
And he's got Maris.
Aha, the theme of Mission Impossible. If you haven't seen the latest Mission Impossible movie, I had never seen a Tom Cruise movie before in my life. Not Dirty Dan, any of that stuff he did, okay? But the bottom line is this was an outstanding movie, and I was blown away by it and his athleticism, and, of course, his ability to do stunts. But the new wrestling, the new Mission Impossible movie, I think it's Mission Impossible, like 19, is fantastic. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of MMA and boxing. This hour, we're concentrated all about MMA, and I bring in the preeminent expert on the sport of MMA and the business of MMA. I'm talking about Dave Meltzer of the WrestlingObserver.com and the Wrestling Observer newsletter. Big Dave, the genius, how are you?
Fine. How are you, Pedro?
I'm doing just fine, man. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Okay, let's talk about the UFC. Let's concentrate on the UFC for a second here. The UFC pay scale. There's been, you know, guys have grumbled. Boxing promoters have been grumbling. The guys say, oh, they don't pay their guys any money or anything like that. Are the UFC shortchanging their fighters?
You know, that's such a hard question to answer, because what you have is you've got the promoters who obviously are saying that they don't, and then you've got other people who give figures like they're only paying 10% of gross revenues, which is ridiculous. But what's a fair percentage? I don't know. And are they paying a fair percentage? I don't know the percentage. If you look at the last Strikeforce show, I mean, it's more than a fair percentage. If you look at some of the big pay-per-view shows, who knows? And it's a different model than boxing. I mean, the UFC main event fighters do not get what the boxing main event fighters get. The UFC undercard guys get paid better generally than boxing undercard guys. UFC also markets more fights on a show. When you're buying a UFC pay-per-view, it's not just for the main event, whereas if you're buying a boxing pay-per-view, it is just for the main event. And also the main eventers, if you have like a Manny Pacquiao or a Floyd Mayweather, they do more business off of their names than anyone in UFC. Now, is it so much that if Floyd's getting $40 million and George St. Pierre's getting $5 million, is it that much difference? No, it's not. So I could see boxing promoters grumbling, because I do think that like on a big-time boxing card, the main event fighters are getting so much money. And UFC is not paying their main event fighters, and because of that, and not paying overall the same percentage of revenue as a big boxing show. But UFC also, you know, they have 500 people working in offices all over the world, and they have a much bigger organization, and it's just a different model. Their model is closer to a wrestling model than a boxing model, based on what they do, and they don't get the kind of mainstream publicity that boxing gets for these big fights. They've got to drum up their own publicity. So, I mean, is it fair? I really don't have an answer whether it's fair or not. I probably have as much knowledge of the numbers as anyone, and I still don't know. I don't think it's as unfair as its critics make it out to be. But could they pay better? You can always pay better. So, it was a very interesting piece on ESPN during the week, and a very interesting response by UFC as well to the piece.
Well, you know, Dan Raphael is the ESPN writer, and I know he had a couple of exchanges with Dana White over the pay scale and this and that. But, you know, all due respect to ESPN.com, and I've known Dan Raphael a long, long time, and I think he's just a shill. I think he's a promoter shill. I think he's a boxing promoter shill. He used to sleep on Bob Arum's couch while objectively scoring Bob Arum's fights in Las Vegas. So to me, his credibility is out the door, and ESPN.com, they won't do anything on MMA at all unless it's a negative story, will they?
I don't know. I don't know that that's true, but I mean, as far as like, they don't do a lot. ESPN doesn't do a lot with MMA. They could do more given the popularity. I mean, the Brock Lesnar shows, you know, they'll promote those, or they'll cover those. But like, a rank-and-file pay-per-view like the one that they had in Brazil last week, you know, they didn't really have anything on that. I mean, on SportsCenter, I know I watched SportsCenter last night. They didn't have anything on last night's show, although last night's show wasn't a major show. But, the two features that I remember, I remember them doing – actually, I remember them doing four MMA features off the top of my head, and I may have missed some. Well, they did a one with Lee Murray. So they did one with Lee Murray. They did one with women, which I thought was kind of an interesting one, where they had some of the women complaining about, this is a couple of years back, about Gina Carano, you know, getting all this publicity and how it's based on her looks and not on her ability. And I thought the funniest part of that one was that, okay, if that's the case, then why aren't you covering these other women who aren't as pretty? And then they weren't. So I thought that was kind of an interesting one. The pay scale thing, I didn't really have a big problem with the piece. I think they gave both sides. I know the UFC did have a problem and wanted to point out that there were boxers on ESPN that box for hundreds of dollars. And
$275. And, some fighters make $300.
Yeah. Nobody in UFC is making that. I don't think anyone on a UFC show is. There are guys who are if you lose and you've got a bat, you know, they're the lowest I've seen on a UFC show in a couple of months is $4,000 which would be like opening match guy or something in his first fight. And they got a lot of newcomers coming in. And generally speaking, those guys are also going to end up being bonused, like if they're on a pay-per-view, they're going to be bonused about $5,000 extra. So realistically, I don't think anyone's getting less than maybe $8,000-$9,000 on a UFC show right now.
Okay.
There's people who think that, well, they could make more. And starting out isn't, you know, but it's the same thing with boxing. I mean, even on the big pay-per-views, you know, the Mayweather pay-per-view. I remember I saw the pay scale for that, and there were guys making $1,500 on that.
Yep.
And that was a pay-per-view, the Mayweather one that did, you know, $78 million gross.
Mayweather-Victor Ortiz.
The Victor Ortiz fight, yeah.
Okay. Another question for Dave Meltzer. Dave Meltzer's our guest, folks. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the Cable Radio Network, and, of course, Live Worldwide on the Fabulous Internet and the American Forces Network. And don't forget, the Wrestling Observer Live airs on this same network Sunday from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time and Sirius Radio as well with Brian Alvarez. What about the UFC's drug testing now? I heard that they're going to implement their own drug testing and they're going to drug test guys in between fights. Is this true?
Not yet, no. The only drug testing that they've announced they're doing, which they just announced this week, is that when guys are signed to contracts, before that they will sign and execute the contract, they have to provide a clean test. So they're testing guys right before. And it's. I don't consider that really something that significant, because what we got in MMA right now is we got testing the day of the fights in most states, and then we've got testing the day you sign your contract. When you know the day of the test, I don't think that the testing is that hard to beat. I would like to see UFC do random testing. Nevada and California do some random testing, but it's not a lot. Usually the main eventer is usually a month or so out of the fight. UFC is the only one who can really make this policy work because they're the only ones with the money to do it. Mark Ratner this week actually in USA Today talked about the fact that they are talking about doing that, you know, acting like this move that they're doing here is just the first step. So we'll see. If they do random test with no warning, any fighters from a prelim guy to a main event guy, anytime all year round, and people find out about it, it will change what people do, and it will, I can't say clean up the sport, but it will make it cleaner.
Okay. Chris Cyborg Santos. I always used to refer to her as a lady that needed to shave about 5 o'clock in the afternoon because I was implying that she was taking steroids, and she has the body of a beast. I mean, she has a body of a male power lifter, like Vasily, whatever his name was, a Russian guy from the 1960s.
Didn't look like, you know, he was a fat guy, but she does look like a weight class, you know, a lightweight male bodybuilder, absolutely.
Okay. Now, she tested positive for steroids. I just had Gina Carano on the show, of course, the star of Haywire, the movie that opened yesterday, and it's gone great reviews. Have you seen it yet?
I have not seen it yet. I'm hopeful to see it maybe today or tomorrow.
Okay. Anyway, she said she was highly suspicious of Cyborg being on steroids when she entered that fight. We've always had that suspicion about her, haven't we?
I think everyone's been suspicious of Cyborg from the moment she showed up, a couple of years ago from Brazil looking like that. You can't help. I mean, she looked different from every other woman, and she fought different from every other woman. And I know from talking to women who fought her, you know, compared to there are strong women fighters, but she was at a different level. I mean, she was like strong like a guy. And the suspicion was always there. When she tested positive, I don't think anyone was surprised. I think that the only surprise was maybe that
she got caught.
she got caught. Yeah, yeah, because there's the feeling that, you know, she hasn't gotten caught so far.
Okay. Is the UFC on FX? They had an FX card last night. I guess the best fight was Jared Papazian and Mike Easton, but that was on FX. Now, the next card's going to be on Fox January 28th. Tell me about that card.
Okay, it's going to be they're going to do, like, all the prelims on Fuel, but the Fox will be a two-hour show from 8 to 10 this coming Saturday night. And it's the real main event now, which is actually a fight that just fell into their laps a couple days ago, is Michael Bisping and Chael Sonnen, which is a fight that, you know, we had hoped that they would make, and for whatever reason they decided against putting them against separate different opponents there's a variety of reasons why, but Mark Munoz, who's from Vallejo, he suffered an elbow injury. He's had the elbow injury for like 3-4 years, but it got worse in practice and got so bad that he had to have surgery, and he had surgery on Thursday, so he's out. So Bisping and Chael Sonnen are fighting. The winner will face Anderson Silva for the middleweight championship, most likely on June 16th in Sao Paulo, Brazil, at a big soccer stadium that will set the all-time UFC attendance record, most likely. At least that's the goal, provided nobody gets hurt and all that.
Okay. Go on, sorry.
The other main event is Phil Davis against Rashad Evans, which is a light heavyweight fight. If Rashad Evans wins, he'll face John Jones for the light heavyweight championship at some point in the next couple months. If Phil Davis wins, more likely than not, Dan Henderson will face John Jones for the championship, and then Davis might have to win one more to get a title shot. And then the third fight is Damian Maia facing Chris Weidman, who's an All-American wrestler out of Hofstra, who took third in the nation in 2007. And this is a big one for him. He's actually just took the fight on Tuesday. He was called about the fight because that's when the whole thing with Davis and with Munoz kind of fell apart, so they needed someone. And so he's taking it on 10 days' notice. And he's undefeated, but he's never fought anyone close to the level of Damian Maia. So it's going to be a big test for him, big risk, big reward for him.
We're talking with the great Dave Meltzer, folks. Of course, he publishes the Wrestling Observer newsletter once a week, and it is a fantastic piece of reading material, no question about that. I mean, it's like heroin on paper. You just get addicted to it. I mean, it's an addiction. And I'm waiting for the mailman. I'm ready to mug him when he comes down the street to read your newsletter. It was an outstanding one this week. I congratulate you week in and week out on that, Dave. And how can somebody get a hold of you if they want to subscribe to the newsletter? Go to the website, WrestlingObserver.com?
Go to WrestlingObserver.com, and the daily updates has all the details of not only how to subscribe, but also the best back issues if you want to get back issues. So they're all listed in the daily update. And if you want to subscribe to the website, you can. There's on the website how to subscribe to that, and you will get the newsletter. Actually, you can read the newsletter on the website if you're a website subscriber. Plus, you get audio shows. Brian and I do usually about three to four audio shows a week, and Brian does like several every day. But I do three or four Monday night after Raw, usually a Wednesday midweek one, and then one or two shows over the weekend after the shows, like we did one last night after the UFC show. We'll do it the night of a UFC show and also the night of a pro wrestling pay-per-view show right after the shows.
Long before the great Frank DeFord said he was the greatest writer on the planet, I said he was the greatest writer on the planet. He is the greatest writer on the planet. Dave Meltzer, I thank you so much for your time, my brother.
Okay, thank you very much, Pedro.
Take good care. Dave Meltzer, TheWrestlingObserver.com. Of course, you can hear The Wrestling Observer live Sunday from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. That's Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Sirius Radio. And, of course, that's hosted by Brian Alvarez. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of MMA and boxing.
Walk away and twist your hips. Make sure you keep him. Don't let nobody take care of your business better than you do.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free.
Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. 64.
It is all over!
He's out.
Brock Lesnar is the undisputed UFC heavyweight champion!
Little funky tower of power there, folks. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of MMA and boxing. Of course, the boxing hour is from 11 a.m. Pacific time to noon Pacific time on Saturdays. And, of course, we had the Ali special, the special on Muhammad Ali. And then the MMA hour is from noon to 1 p.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the cable radio network, the live worldwide on the Internet, and, of course, the American Forces Network as well. Want to remind you the UFC returns to FX, to Fox TV, next Saturday night. And that will be on Fox TV, a big 3-fight card. Rashid Evans is on the card, so it'll be a fantastic card, you know. And I'm looking forward to 2012 as far as MMA is concerned. I know that UFC 145 was canceled in Toronto, Canada, due to some scheduling problems as far as the Stanley Cup playoffs were concerned and things like that. But I think MMA is a sport that is the fastest rising sport in the world, no question about that. So if you enjoyed our MMA hour, I thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget, boxing from 11 to 12 Pacific time Saturday mornings right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and MMA from noon to 1 p.m. right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I want to thank my fantastic producer, Scott Cuddy. I want to thank my guests for this hour, Matt Grizzle, Matt All Meat Grizzle, the great, the beautiful Gina Carano. I want to wish her good luck with Haywire, and of course, the genius himself, Mr. Dave Meltzer. Until next week, don't forget, it is